can be the determining play, and you know, football is a game of inches, so you got to fight for them everywhere on the field.
How satisfying is it for you to be such a contributing part of this team that really has a role right now, particularly based on how the season started for you personally?
I mean, it feels better to be involved than looking at those who are. So right now I'm happy to be out there, and I look forward to this opportunity and taking advantage of it.
Is it an offense that can do a lot of danger and a lot of damage in the postseason in your mind?
I think so. We like where we're at offensively. I think we've progressed from game to game and week to week, and the good thing is there's still a lot of room for improvement. So we watched the film, we made some corrections, and we moved forward, and we're ready to play better this week than we did last week.
How good did this offensive line feel about this body of work in the second half and slowing down that sack total and the protection, the running game? It's been a pretty good second half for you guys.
No, it's been a better second half than the first half for sure, and pretty much in every statistic category, wins and losses being the most important. And we're where we want to be right now. We're in the playoffs. We have an opportunity to continue our season and move towards the ultimate goal. That's what we have to do. We have to go out to Arizona and take advantage of this opportunity and get a victory.
And you feel like there's just no questions right now? Like, you guys are ready as a unit to do what you got to do in the playoffs?
I think so. I think we're prepared. We're ready to go, and we feel good where we're at.
What's the challenge for the center of the game?
See, a lot of the similar challenges a quarterback has. You have to manage the crowd noise, the highs and lows of the game. You have to make sure if there's a mistake made, guys move on and really focus on the next play.
You guys are, 5-3 on the road this year and done pretty well. What do you point to?
Well, we're scoring more points than our opponents, number one. I guess we had a good home record, too. Pretty decent
you
home record.
But more points. You guys scored sort of team record for road points this year.
We did. That's news to me.
Well,
so
these guys are pretty.
Hats off to those guys for finding that out. But we've had some success on the road, and we look to continue that.
Scott, when the line was getting criticism there early in the season, did you take that personally at all when you heard that, or did you tune it out, or how'd you handle that?
No, I didn't take it personally. No offense to anyone, but I really don't take it personal what people write about us or what they say. Really what's important is how we feel in here. And the good thing is nobody panicked at that point. We kind of hunkered down, circled the wagons, and found a way to move forward and correct those mistakes and improve as the season went on, which is what we did.
Did those struggles galvanize the line at all, or you guys maybe helped you to go through that?
I think our reaction helped us. This team has done an excellent job of responding to adversity, that being one of the types of adversity we had to respond to early on. And we've been successful moving on from there, and we wish to continue that success into the postseason.
Scott, what role does what effect does last week's game have on this one, if any?
Mainly last week's game, basically you get to see their basic defense. They didn't have a lot of mixes or flair in there, nothing really spectacular as far as an odd front or unusual front. So we get to see how they play in their base defense. Other than that, you have to scout previous games to see what do they have, what do they throw in there when they want to get after a quarterback, what kind of pressures do they bring to the table in extreme situations. And we're expecting them to come out there with their A game and have possibly something new for us, and we're going to try to do the same.
There was an article where, Wiz and Hunt, they're saying, these will dust off about that you guys, the way you guys approached the preseason game, this one, you had a different level, different agenda than they did, and that was, they were a little ticked off about it. The other team's so-called being, mad, is that a tangible thing, or is that a bunch of baloney?
Right now, we're not too concerned with what's going on in their locker room. We're focused on what we're doing here, continuing our success into the postseason, and we went out to Arizona to get a win, and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to approach every game to win it. We did that, and we're doing the same this week.
What kind of job has Mike and the coaches done this year?
How you going? What do you want me to say?
Well, you guys are 4-4, and at least outside the
sport. Are you talking about how we responded since, the adjustments or whatever?
Yeah,
because, naturally I'm going to say an outstanding job. I'd be stupid not to say that. So
fine.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I'm just... But, no, I think they've done an excellent job. They handled it well. Nobody panicked, as I said before, with the slow start. And I think that's what's, attributed to us having success in the second half of the season. And we feel like we've got some good positive momentum going into the postseason, and we're confident and comfortable where we're at.
Did the offensive coaches and a lot of these offensive players, you guys have been through this for quite a few years. Is that part of it when you guys had some rough times earlier? Do you guys all know that you guys can do it?
Well, we know. I mean, I don't mean to quote have a cheesy quote or anything, but you know, the football season is a marathon, not a sprint. So the ultimate goal is to get in the playoffs. And once you're in the playoffs, then you have to continue to win to achieve what everybody wants to achieve, and that's a championship.
Are you surprised that Tauscher being able to come in midseason and kind of, you know, just jump right in and play the way he's played?
No, I'm not surprised. Mark's an excellent player. He's a veteran player, and he approaches the game as a true professional. He's mentally prepared for every situation out there, and he backs it up with his performance.
Is he proving that training camp is overrated?
I don't think that's the case. No, you have to ask him about that. I think, he took the opportunity he had. He wasn't on the roster throughout training camp, and I'm sure he would have preferred to have been on the roster then, but there's nothing he could do about that. He came in when they signed him, and he stepped in and done an excellent job.
What is it that maybe impressed you most about him? Is there anything, any attribute about what he brings to the table?
He does what I tell him to do. No, again, his professionalism, that's what's most intriguing about him and most impressive. He's prepared for games. And, seldom is there something out there he doesn't know what to do, how to respond to it. And, he's a true professional.